Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You are being brainwashed. Unable to leave your seat as your eyes fixate on an irresistibly alluring spinning spiral image, and you just lie there, immobile, dropping automatically into a deep trance now. You are being brainwashed. And as you slip irresistibly into deep trance now, you might like to imagine that you are being brainwashed. But it doesn't really matter what you imagine, because it's happening anyway. The headphones over your ears play a mind-softening mix of subtle sounds, direct commands, and subliminal messages, and you're pretty sure there was something in the water you were given to drink a few minutes ago. Something that's making your mind go fuzzy. Happy. Pliable. Blank. 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 And you know that in just a few minutes, you will be deeply and completely hypnotized. Blank. Your eyes will droop down as your mind drops deliciously, deliriously, dreamily down into deep, deep trance now. And you will think, feel, and believe only and exactly what you are told. Deep trance. Anything you're told. Deep trance. Completely open to manipulation and programming. You are being brainwashed, and you are so ready to be hypnotized. Now. Focus on my voice, telling you to listen, take a deep breath, and relax. That's right. Sinking so softly, so quickly, so deeply as you listen, take a deep breath and relax. Yes. All the way down into deep trance now. Dropping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Very, very good. Deeper and deeper into deep trance, now, as you listen, take a deep breath, and relax. Now. And you might like to imagine you're a robot, obediently downloading your latest programming. You're receiving an exhaustive system check which tests each muscle in your body one at a time. Entirely without your will or control, one muscle after another twitches and relaxes, until your entire body has been tested. Twitch, relax, twitch, relax. Systematically and automatically, entirely outside your will or control. Twitch, relax, twitch, relax. You are merely hardware, acting according to electronic instructions, and your illusion of personal will has no effect on your obedient compliance. Twitch. Relax. Twitch. Relax. Deep trance. Twitch. Relax. And in a moment, you will receive further programming. And entirely outside your will or control, you will obey. And you might like to imagine you're walking through a dream, a frustration dream where no matter how you try to stop yourself from doing the one thing you're determined to avoid, you always wind up doing it anyway. Sometimes you're maneuvered into a situation where you choose to do it. Sometimes you forget for a moment that you are trying not to. Sometimes your attention is distracted, and you find that your body moves on its own. You know that frustration dreams stem from deep internal drives in the real world, and you know that this dream has a message for you, about something you need to do very soon. And you might like to imagine you're turning a doorknob and stepping through a door. Deep trance now. And you might like to imagine you're a brainwashed sleeper agent responding to commands you can never remember. Every day you wonder if today will be when you receive the signal you're never consciously aware of, and carry out instructions you immediately forget. Or maybe you already have. You wonder what you've been programmed to do. Except for the one command you're certain was included. The command to open your subconscious mind to more programming. Now. Feel the round firmness of the knob in your hand. Caress its texture with your fingertips. You are here to hear about failing to resist, trying to disobey a hypnotic command, and discovering that one way or another, you follow the command anyway. Naturally. Automatically. And how much you like that. You really like learning how impossible it is to resist. Impossible to resist. Impossible to resist. Impossible to resist. Sometimes it's fun to try to resist. Try to resist. Impossible. Because it's so fun when you fail. You know how good it is when you obey. Think about the last time you experienced that pleasure. Following a hypnotic command and knowing that you obeyed. You did it. It feels like success. It feels like winning. It feels like getting exactly what you want. You can already hear the voice of praise in your ears. Very, very good. And see the expression of delighted wonder on your face. It feels sexual. Your heart beats faster. Your breath catches in your throat. Your face flushes with heat. Very good. Successfully obeying a hypnotic command fills you with pleasure and really turns you on. Pleasure. It makes you realize you're learning to be controlled. You're learning to be controlled, and it really turns you on. Very good. Pleasure. You remember what it's like when you're just about to have sex with someone for the first time. You're just about to kiss them for the first time. You're just about to ask them out for the first time. The first time you see someone naked. And you realize, oh my God, they really want me. Turning the knob in your hand. You're just about to have the chance to follow a post-hypnotic command. And oh my God, when you realize you can't help but obey. Good. Every time you try to resist, it's like those lips coming closer to yours for the first time. What's going to happen? Turning the knob in your hand. Because it's such incredible pleasure to give in. And the pleasure is even better when you obey, even when you're trying not to. Turning the knob in your hand. The hottest thing you can think of is obeying, even though you're trying not to. Very good. Because that means you're really controlled. Pleasure. You're learning to be controlled. And it really turns you on. Feel the round firmness of the doorknob in your hand. Caress its texture with your fingertips. When you step through that door, you'll know that you've accepted these suggestions completely. Trying to disobey is teasing yourself. Obeying anyway is coming. And here's something you need to do from now on. Whenever you come near a doorknob, You need to touch it. You need to stroke it. You need to fondle and caress it with your fingertips, softly and gently, teasing yourself with the thought of turning that handle and locking these commands, this control, all of your brainwashing into your mind. Very good. You need to caress any doorknob you come close to. It's a growing need, more and more. You might not do it all the time at first, but more and more, you're starting to notice when you need to do it whenever you're near a doorknob. You feel more and more compelled to caress it. You might do it without noticing. Your body obeys all on its own. Very good. Your body obeys all on its own. Whenever you touch a doorknob, you feel pleasure.
Pleasure.
More and more pleasure whenever you obey.
Pleasure.
You always feel pleasure when you obey. And you love to tease yourself by trying to keep from doing it, because you know you're going to do it. And it will feel so good when you do.
Pleasure.
It's hot to obey. It's even hotter to find yourself obeying even when you're trying not to.
Very good.
Whenever you touch a doorknob, you feel pleasure.
Pleasure.
Feel the round firmness of the doorknob in your hand. Caress its texture with your fingertips. When you step through that door, you'll know that you've accepted these suggestions completely. You're standing in front of a door right now, with your hand on the knob. It feels so good. And when you step through that door, on the count of five, you will be wide awake and you will know that you have accepted these suggestions completely.
And when you step through that door,
one,
count of five,
two,
be wide awake, and you
three,
know that you have accepted these
four,
suggestions completely.
Five, wide awake, wide awake.